Forgive me, listeners, for I have sinned. It has been 2 months since my last podcast. Well, actually, more than that. Hi, everybody. This is Bean with Beancast. I'll just make this short and sweet. It's been about 3 weeks since my surgery. For those of you who do not know what happened, I was having mysterious things going on in the lower abdominal region, and so things had to be removed. I'm well. Everything is benign, as far as I know. Recovery is, you know, going slow, but at the same time, I'm feeling, a lot better than I expect to be. I don't think I felt this good in about 2.5 weeks after either of the C-sections I had. And mind you, this is an incision which is similar in location and placement, but the actual surgery was a lot more involved, such as things being removed instead of cut open and replaced. Sorry to, you know, gross you out, but if you're a mom and you've had C-sections, you know what I'm talking about. It was a really, really trying experience getting around. I couldn't laugh. It was hard to get up out of bed and get into bed and lay down and you know, do things that you take for granted. So, you know, I just want to, you know, say, you know, thanks to all the well wishes that I received over on the blog and everything. And I'm doing okay. I'm getting out. I'm going out, you know, little by little, doing more every day. And I'm getting slowly back into walking more and, you know, just basically trying to get myself in shape because I can't do anything strenuous. And it's so hard to not eat myself silly because, you know, you've got nothing to do. And all you want to do is eat when you're hungry and you go overboard and, you know, you start gaining excess weight. So what I'm trying to do is, you know, to avoid that. But I've been able to get up and go and do and rejoin this thing called life. And it's not so bad after all. I haven't had a painkiller for the better part of 3 days. And I think that's a really good thing. So on with the show. Spinning. I hadn't really picked it back up, of course, because it requires moving the legs and everything's connected to the ab muscles. And I just didn't want a chance, you know, doing any undue damage, you know. So I put the spinning down for a while. You know me and spindles. We get along fairly well, but since I have a wheel now, it's like, why bother? You know, this is not This is not to disparage spindlers. I mean, using a spindle is a good thing because it's portable. It's a lot less expensive. I mean, unless you're going to buy a $2,000 gold-plated spindle. And they probably sell them, too. But, you know, it's a really good thing to have because it's portable. And, you know, it's lightweight and portable. I said that, portable, right? And, yeah, it's more time-consuming. It's more involved when it comes to plying. But it's still fun. I still get, you know, if I do it in public, people are still going, ooh, what's that? You know, and they're like, wow, what are you doing? And I'm making my own yarn, you know, and it feels good. You know, I'm looking forward to Worldwide Spin in Public Day or Spin in Public Day. I know we had one last year. I didn't go. Part of it was probably because I was like, ah, I've got spindles. But, you know, they're good. Like, you know, if you're going to be traveling, especially in a place with, you know, lots of traffic and stuff, and you don't have a car, you're probably better off taking something portable. The result is the same. It just takes more time. I have a wheel that I can get around, but of course, right now, I can't carry it. And I'm not sure exactly when the next, what was it? What was it, August last year? July, something like that? Was it? No, actually, I think it was September, because we were hedging on, you know, whether or not the weather would be good. Yeah, I think it was September, the last Spin in Public Day. And so maybe I should be okay by then, unless they want to push it back a couple of months this year, which, you know, it shouldn't be a problem, you know. But definitely not anytime soon. So if it had to be next week, I just grab the spindles and keep on moving. I haven't really spun anything lately. Part of it is, you know, like I said, recovery time and everything. And the other thing is that I've got so much new fiber that I don't know where to start. I got some cool stuff from Loop. I think it was Loop. What is the name? Loop. So many things named Loop out there. It's not funny. It's an Etsy shop. And I was able to see some pretty fibers with alpaca and mohair and wool and silk threads. And it's like an orangey, yellowy, pinkish combination of fibers. I can't wait to get my hands in that. I've got some superwash. I got 2.5 pounds of superwash merino. And it's like, whoa. We got like, what, 8 or 9 pairs of, well, no, we got more than that. Like 10 or 12 pairs of socks going on in there. Yeah, really. Or other things that can be superwashed, like kids' clothing and stuff like that. I have no idea. I really need to get into sweater mode, especially for the little people. So that might come in handy. Since I'm the one mostly doing the laundry anyway, it doesn't matter. Although I've had a few incidents where the husband has felted items that I worked so hard on. If you ever looked at the blog or something, you might have, or my Flickr account, you might have seen Cheesy Love. I knit that sweater and, you know, and I don't even think I really wore it because it's kind of big. And I was contemplating, you know, frogging and re-knitting and or what have you. One day, I happen to be in the living room cleaning up, and I see this pile of clothes, and my husband's trying to hide it. And I'm going, what are you doing? You know, he's like, and I just happen to look and see purple. I'm saying, yo, is that what I think that is? He's like, I'm sorry, it was an accident. I looked in it, and it's all felted. I'm still pissed. I'm still pissed. You know that? My friends were like, make a pillow out of it so he can be reminded of what he did. That's not the first thing he felted. He felted a hat that I worked so hard on and I was supposed to give somebody. You know, I don't know how it got into the pile of clothing to be washed, but I guess it's my own fault. But it was felted. It's a bowl now. I mean, I'm just so hot about it. And then there was an incident where I did it myself. I had a scarf that I made. It's the wavy scarf from Knitty.com. I used what I thought was Cascade Superwash, which it is superwash. It didn't felt. And this other yarn, which is, I think it's Gadifra, something Gadifra Essential Stripe, something like that. And it felted. And, you know, it's funny. I could have sworn the label said superwash. And I think it did. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. All I know is that it was half wool, half acrylic. I know that much for sure. I had gotten the skeins. I got each of those, one skein each, as, you know, part of a little goodie bag from the first Knitty Cruise back in 2005. And we didn't have one last year. What's up with that? But anyway, yeah, we got that in the goodie bags. And, you know, various colors of the yarn and what have you. And I'm like, okay, it's only one ball each, but you know what? I can mix and match them in something. And that's when I came up with using them for wavy. And I go and wash the damn thing, and the Gadifra part felted. Yeah. And I'm saying to myself, oh, that's messed up. I'm thinking it was going to be okay. And, you know, now I'm of the mind of just washing anything hand-knit because, you know, hand washing it, because it's, after a while, I'm going to forget. I'm going to have to look through my catalog of stuff that I've done and everything and try to remember, okay, this is machine washable, that's hand knit, machine washable, hand wash, machine wash. It's too much. I just throw everything in the sink and let it soak. You know? Speaking of what's hand wash and what's machine wash and, you know, who did what, have you heard of Ravelry? Ravelry.com, ladies and gentlemen. It's in beta right now, but it's a new knit and crochet community where hopefully they will be adding spinning as well. And what you can do there is just really amazing. You can inventory your books, although not right now yet. They're still working on some things. You can inventory your knitting books and your stash, be it yarn, your needles. Hopefully they'll start adding in fiber stash. They may even do a special section just for hand-spun yarns. Pattern databases. And you can add pictures of your whips and your FOs and everything. The whole point of it is that it's a community where you can see what the other is doing much more readily than searching through Flickr or flipping through blog rings. And I'm not trying to detract from them, because the thing is, you kind of need a Flickr account to add your pictures. But because, you know, this way they don't have to use so much bandwidth to store your pictures, and it doesn't require everybody to have their own online gallery. But It's just a lot more tedious searching things like Flickr and Photo Bucket and everything else for pictures. What you can do with Ravelry is, if you're thinking about something, you can check out to see if other people have knit it, what they use with it, you know, what size needles, any notes they may have written about it. You can label patterns that you've done with anything from yay to oh my god, what was I thinking? You know, not those words exactly, but you can tag them such that people can see you had a hard time with it. And please, people, if you're out there listening and you do use Ravelry right now, if you're gonna label something, or, you know, something like that, if you're gonna label them with Z's or you know, something like that, then please put in your notes why you hate the pattern, why it's boring you to death. Please do that, because I'm looking at things and I'm seeing it and I'm saying to myself, okay, they hate it, but why? Some of the patterns, I can kind of see it. I won't name names, but it's a sock pattern that starts with the letter P. And I can see why people are, you know, bored with it or frustrated with it, because it kicked my butt. I know people who've made, like, what, 3 or 4 pairs? They shall remain nameless. Hi, Karen! And, you go, girl, because I don't have the courage. And, it's just so much you can do with Ravelry. You can discuss things on message boards. You can message each other. Add your friends as contacts. You have little avatars. We can see each other and check out profiles. It's a really cool thing. One of these days, I'm going to get around to checking out my stash and putting it in. I've already written up my book database, but like I said, that part's not working just yet. They're still in beta mode. They do send out invitations to testers, you know, little by little. But hopefully by the end of, well, it's almost the end of the month. Hopefully, you know, within the next couple of weeks, they'll have the site open fully and people can just join. It's a really good thing to try if you're into, you know, wanting to get your stuff together. And it's a neat place to save it all. And like I said, the main thing is to be able to interact with others and see what others are up to in a much easier format. You know, you can just go into Ravelry, click your friends. You can check by location with cities and countries and everything. And just find other people who have things in common with you. You can get the lowdown on designers. You can, you know, instead of having to Google everything, sorry Google, you know, you can look in Ravelry and maybe you'll find the design in there with notes and yarn recommendations, pictures of you know, finished objects, and it's just a really cool thing to have. So if you can check out Ravelry.com, if you've got your invitation, go ahead, sign on in. And for everyone else, I'm sorry, but you know, you'll just have to wait till it opens. But it's really good. If you've got a small stash, start now, because I've got a huge stash of fiber and yarn and everything, and I'm reluctant to use it. It's so intense. You know what I'm saying? Just because. Yeah, I'm really liking this. It's fun. It's addictive, as are all new things, of course. But you get to meet people too. You get to talk to other knitters that you never knew existed. I mean, I search through my blog rings and everything every now, you know, flip through them, the spinning rings and knitting rings. I have yet to join any sewing rings. I don't think I'll be doing that. And you see the same sites over and over again. But with Ravelry, you see some of the people you know, of course, but you see sites that, you know, would have never occurred to me. Never. So, you know, and the names are hilarious, too. They even ask you what your favorite curse word is, and a lot of people are answering that question. I'm not going to say mine, but I'm sure y'all who know me know what that is. So that's all for spinning and Ravelry and knitting. Yeah, I have picked up new whips. I've put some aside in the what was I thinking basket. And hopefully things will work out in that area. I really, really need to get on the ball with that. It's hard having so many hobbies because I've picked up sewing, and that's kind of on the back burner. Part of it is because the sewing machine is heavy. I can't really lift it and move it around. But also because I'm still trying to formulate ideas on what it is I want to sew. Funds are tight, so getting new fabrics are, you know, out of the question. But for the little bit of fabric I do have, I can make things out of them. I'm looking to improve on the tote bag. And maybe if I get lucky, I can get a little bit of fiber together and make a top for myself. I actually did make this thing called, well, the name isn't exact. It's a one-seam convertible dress. If you've seen the blog, one of the more recent entries has me in a dress with blue, green, white. And it's a wraparound type of thing. Not the skirt, but there are straps that you wrap around to cover your... you can wrap them in so many ways and make, you know, all sorts of different looks with the item. I really did a piss poor job of it, which is why you know, don't really see the back of it unless you go into Flickr. But I do need to work on that, and someday I hope to make another one, because it's really easy to make, except for the circle skirt part. I can't really, you know, and me and skirts don't get along anyway, so at least short ones. So, you know, I'm looking forward to making another dress like that. It's really cool, and in the best, you can just take fabric and work a mock-up of it if you want, or you can just go ahead and dive right in and make that. I want to see other people out there making that. I know most of the listeners are probably just, you know, knitters and or spinners. Some of us are sewers. Excuse me, seamstresses? Is that the word? Sewers. You look at that and it looks like sewers. I don't know. But there are people out there probably who sew on top of knitting and crocheting and spinning and polymer clay, which I need to get back into. And you might want to check it out. One seam convertible dress. There are people selling a similar item for $200 to $300 when for less than $25, I made one. It's not perfect, but I'm getting there. So with all these different hobbies I've got, you know, you get a little overwhelmed. But I need to, you know, pace myself and stop eating so much so that maybe I could, you know, use my hands for other things. I don't know how that's going to work should I go back to the workforce, but hey, at least I'll have more money to spend, right? So that's pretty much it for now. I'm just, like I said, keeping it short and sweet because, you know, I really, you know, don't want to bore you guys out there. Thanks so much for listening and for your encouragement and asking me where the podcast is and everything, because it is enjoyable and everything, and it's so much more fun to talk. You can sometimes get things out better and more thoroughly in, you know, in speech than in writing. And I'll sit and write a post and on the blog, and it'll take me a couple of days because I want to say it right. But when I'm talking out to you guys, it's just so much easier. I stutter and repeat myself sometimes, but hey, such is life. So thanks again for listening. Thanks for all your well wishes again, and I'll see you next time. Bye.